Okay, hello everyone. My name is Raj. I am from the Institute for Informatics and Automation Problems of the National Academy of Sciences. And I will present very briefly our activities concerning to the computational climate science and what kind of activities we carried out in Armenia. I will present very briefly. So first of all, a few words about myself. So my fields of interest are in high-performance computing, scientific computing, and cloud computing. And as a target community, we are heavily depends on the climate research community. And we did do a lot together in order to do some optimizations, large-scale simulations, service provisionings, and other aspects of using of ICT for the climate research. And what are the scientific directions that we carried out in my team? So it includes these three directions: the resource management that we are using heavily for the Grand Challenge applications, which is concerning on the memory optimization, CPU optimizations, and also I/O optimization. The second direction, this is the scientific computing and data analytics that we are using for the climate change or climate research community. And here we are developing several algorithms in order to do some parallelization or energy efficiency for so-called Grand Challenge application, and itself the optimization of the large-scale applications. So these are the three scientific directions that we carried out in Armenia in my team. And what are the objectives that we want to do for the climate research community? First of all, to develop a modeling systems and a regional system that can work in Armenia. Being a small country, Armenia, we have a very complex relief and also different climatical zones. So that's why it's quite critical for us to use high performance data analytics and machine learning tools in order to increase the accuracy of the forecasting, both for the weather forecast and the climate change. And also we are using different models in order to do some data simulation, multimodal simulations, and some other aspects in order to increase the accuracy of the models, of the digital models. So why it is quite important for my country? So these are the key challenges for the climate change. And for us, it's typical the temperature rising. As a hot country, maybe this is the same for Cyprus and other countries, desertification and other issues. So that's why it's quite critical, and we have a strong collaboration not only with the stakeholders like the Armenian Meteorological Center, with whom we are working in order to get the data, but also we have several projects and we have a strong collaboration with our Swiss partners, Italian and UK partners. So we have some joint teams and just some joint research directions that we are working together for the last 5 or 10 years in these directions. And the using of the digital models, as you mentioned before, so it's quite critical for us. And that's why we are here, because thanks to the NIFOS project, we could have opportunity not only to use the local resources, but also the resources which are available in the region. So that's why in order to be able to do this kind of complex simulations and also different types of data analytics approaches, we need to have several runs, several simulations, and several data analytics optimizations and evaluations. So that's why it's quite important for us, the project itself, particularly the facilities of the NIFOS project, that we could use in order to overcome the scientific issues. What is our approach? So actually we have developed some, from my point of view, very interesting scalable data processing platform. And in this platform, the aim is to integrate the Earth observational data, which is already exist, not only the which includes not only the local data sets but also the global data sets like Google Earth or Amazon AWS Earth data, and also the scalable computing systems that we have already as a resource operator, or we can use the resources of the global cloud providers. So we have developed such kind of platform which allows us to give the workflow to the service, and then we do some decision making, how much resources do we need in order to run this, to get the data or to fetch the data from the Earth observation data, and then to use some Kubernetes clusters in order to run, to carry out the simulations, and then to receive back the results of the simulations. And here you can see that we are using the global Earth observation data sets, but also so-called Armenian data coop, where we collect all the remote sensing data related to the territory of Armenia and surrounding. And what is the architecture that we are using? And we did the first layer. This is the data architecture, which consists of observational, satellite, and digital models data. The second layer, this is the computing. The third layer that we are using in order, after the simulation, to do some data analytics, and mainly we are using machine learning, and then some frameworks in order to visualize and then to provide to the stakeholders. And here we are using Open Data Coop or other APIs in order to be able to do this. And then on the top of this, some services in order to calculate and to do some processing, which can use either digital modeling, remote sensing processing, or just visual representation of the in situ data or something like this. It depends on the type of application. So that's why our research is mainly focused on to converge somehow high performance computing, big data, and AI together for the climate research community. And what are the results so far? So actually, we already deployed the first layer, where we put or store all the data which is related to the territory of Armenia. So we receive periodically the data from Sentinel, from Landsat, and also the data from the local meteorological station. And also we put here the data which are the simulation results of different models. As you mentioned, it is WRF or WRF Chemical or REXCM or other models that the community are doing the simulations. And here, as a method that we applied different methods in order to optimize these complex scientific workflows. First of all, we are doing a lot on the parallelization of the Python. And we are doing different algorithms in order to use the Python to parallelize in order to have some scalable infrastructure. And we call this serverless computing or function as a service computing. And we are working a lot on this direction. The second direction is we are doing some algorithms in order, because we receive the remote sensing data and other data with different resolutions. And then it is necessary to implement some image processing algorithms, like the downscaling algorithms, in order to compare, to analyze, or to enrich the data. So the second direction that we are involved, this is using some downscaling algorithms. And here, for instance, we are doing comparison with the UAV images compared to the remote sensing or satellite images. And the third direction, this is shared memory parallelization and distributed memory parallelization, by using some scalable algorithms for the image processing. And here you can see some results of this the publications concerning to these scientific directions that we carried out. And the next direction, this is to use the neural networks in order to improve the weather forecast and climate change studies in Armenia. And the next one, this is the to provide some desktop as a service, because in some cases it's quite difficult to develop something in a level of the software as a service. So that's why we also consider to provide some desktop as a service to the scientific community, and also to use some data analytics approaches to improve the weather forecast and climate change. Perhaps this is all, and at the end I would like to thank so my colleagues from Greece and also Bulgaria, because we use a lot of HPC resources in order to be able to optimize and to do some better decision making for different scientific workflows. That's all. Thank you very much.
Overview of all the topical activities in Armenia. So do we have any questions for Hracha?
Yeah. Thank you. So when you use machine learning to improve the accuracy of weather forecasting, do you see some measurable improvements? Do you have any data on that?
So actually what we did, the target data for us, of course, was the observational data. And then is input data was the remote sensing and UAV data that we put in the machine learning algorithms. And here in the first stage, we used just different models, which was suggested by Facebook and some time series models like ARIMA, SARIMA, which are used widely by the scientific communities. And then based on these experiments, we developed something unique for us by using the output of this, of the running of these different models. And then the accuracy was something 90-95%. And why we use this machine learning? Because by having this in the second stage, if it is more or less correct, we put the remote sensing as a artificial observational data stations in order to extract this data, which can be useful as an input for the digital models and other tools in order to improve the weather forecast. So it's very complex workflow in order to take something which is trustable. In order to get this, it's not so easy. And then if it is trustable, you can use this as an input for the other models and other tools.
It's like feature extraction.
Yes. Okay.